Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valenzuela bringing us back, otherwise known as Richie Valens, the late, great Richie Valens. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. BNI, Business Network International. BNI.com is the company and the website for our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of that outstanding international organization that has created billions of dollars, maybe trillions of dollars in referrals over the life of the company. Ivan's here talking to us about not only the power, Ivan, of referrals, but how to be specific about referrals, right?
Yeah. You know, when it comes to referrals, specific is terrific. And what happens is that people have a tendency to stand up and shotgun their description of who they are and what they do, especially when they're going to networking groups like BNI or something similar where they're meeting people regularly. They're getting to know them, but every time they shotgun it, and they'll stand up and say, I'm a full-service printer. I can do anything you want, whatever kind of printing. Mm-hmm. And that's such a total waste of time, and I don't think that people get it. I see chiropractors who stand up, who could use my services? If they have a spine, they could use my service. And, you know, they think it's cute, and it is kind of cute, and they get a chuckle. The problem is you're not teaching anybody anything at all. Mm-hmm. And the more specific mm-hmm. you are, the more likely people are to remember you. There's a technique I've used to test this a few times, and it works every single time. I'll ask an audience, I want you to write down, you have 10 seconds, write down 5 silly things that you've seen people do in the world. 5 silly things that anybody's done, write them down. And they'll write down as many as they could. And I'll say, okay, second part of it, you got 10 seconds. Write down as many things that you've seen your children do. In 10 seconds, that are silly. 5 silly things your children have done. Or if you don't have children, children have done. Almost always, Jim, the second list comes up much more lengthy. A much lengthier list. Why? Because you're being specific. Forget about people, all the people in the world. People, they get confused. They go, I don't even know where to start. Where do I even begin with that? But when you say, what are 5 silly things or more that your children have done? Boom, they fill it out. Here's another one I'll say. Think of everything that's white. You get 10 seconds. Write down things that are white. And then I'll say, okay, you have 10 seconds. Write down things that are white in your refrigerator. Almost always, I get a longer list on things that are in the refrigerator. A little refrigerator. You know, people will come up with a bigger list. Why is that? Because you're asking people to be specific. And when you narrow down your message to a specific area, people are much more likely to think of ways to refer you. And this is completely counterintuitive to what most business people believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that, see if this makes any sense, I mean, one of the things that I've been trying to encourage people to do for a long time now, and there's quite a bit of this in my new book, and that's help your customers help their customers. So wouldn't a great way to say what you do would be to identify how you help your customers help their customers?
Yeah, that would be a really good one, but you'd have to be really specific. Give examples.
No, I agree. Pick something. Of course, now one of the issues you have with specificity is you got some confidentiality. You got to learn how to tell the story without breaching any confidences. And if you understand what we've always called a similar situation close, you learn how to do that. You learn how to tell a story that's real, but you don't mention names.
Yeah, or you mention first name but not the company name. And on the other hand, if you can get people to give you written endorsements or written testimonials, and not everybody's willing to do that, but if they do that, then you can mention names. They're obviously fine with that.
Right.
So those
right.
that you can, definitely do.
Well, I like the I like the specificity thing. I mean, this is always, and this is all part of one of the things that's important. Let's let people off the hook a little bit, Ivan. You know, people think that, oh, I'm not good at getting referrals. Joe's good at getting referrals, but I'm not, so I'm not going to try. Well, guess what? There was probably a time when Joe wasn't that good either. You got to practice this, don't you?
Absolutely, no question about it. I'll give you another example. I was doing an exercise down in Southern California, and I asked for people to give me the name, the specific name, and the position that person had in a company that they've been trying to get through to, but haven't been able to get past the secretary or past the receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this one woman who was really opposed to doing this. She thought it was a waste of time. And I finally talked her into doing it, and she said, fine. You want to know who I want to talk to? I want to talk to Marty Romero. Marty was the number one real estate agent in the industry for like 9 out of the last 10 years. That's the person I want to talk to. Now, see if anybody here knows her. Well, the real irony was that the person who sponsored this woman into, it was a BNI group, the person who sponsored this woman into BNI stood up and said, to Sally was her name, Sally, Marty's my sister-in-law. And would you like to talk to her? And Sally said, oh my God, how come you never told me that? What do you think she said?
You never asked.
You never asked. They were sitting in the same room for really, literally 2 years, and she never shared that she was looking for that person.
All the time.
Yeah.
Because it's a mindset, isn't it? It's what I mean when I say referrals are not a means to an end, it's a way of life.
Yes. Yes, and the more specific you are about what you're looking for, the more likely you are to get business. I'll tell you another story after the break.
Quick break, 10 till, right back with Dr. Ivan Meisner. Now you know why we love him so much. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.